Malta Real Estate Headlines. Gallatin Public Records Portal, new resource for MT property research. Netter Online hosts a searchable database of Gallatin County public records, property tax information, and assessor data. Real estate professionals in MT can access verified property records and tax data to support transactions and due diligence in Gallatin County. Bookmark/state/mt/e/Gallatin for quick access to Gallatin property records and tax searches. Malta Real Estate Headlines. MT average realtor commission holds at 5.67%. What pros need to know? A new breakdown examines the average 5.67% realtor commission rate in Montana and explains how commissions are structured in the state. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps MT agents and brokers price services competitively and communicate value to clients. Review the full commission analysis at the source URL to ensure your fee structure aligns with current MT market norms. Malta Real Estate Headlines. New tool for Montana property records search now available. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized way to search Montana property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence and client research without navigating multiple county databases. Add https://montana.propertychecker.com/ to your toolkit for faster property lookups across Montana markets. Malta Real Estate Headlines. Montana property records now searchable via staterecords.org. Staterecords.org offers a centralized search for public Montana property records, including tax records, deeds, and property line maps. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence by accessing ownership history, tax status, and boundary information in one place. Add http://montana.staterecords.org/property records to your transaction research toolkit. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MT jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 SA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ASA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.